Tesim Beis, top of the page. But the Mishnah. This Mishnah really is not really a Masechta Shabbos like a Mishnah. But we're going to go flow from here to the things a person should not be doing on Erev Shabbos. There he might come and do things on Shabbos, etc. So we talk about a Mishnah, things that Chazal discussed. In general, people shouldn't be doing around Mincha time, at the afternoon time, even during the week, Xera, that there might be a problem. So Yeshiv Adam Lifnei Asapor, Samach LaMincha, a person should not sit down for a haircut near Mincha time, as she is spelled before, without davening. We're afraid that the haircut will have a problem and he will miss Tfilas Mincha. You cut it out of the merchats, a person should not go into the merchats. Without a bursaki is a tannery. The owner of the tannery shouldn't go into his bursaki to get involved in his work. Well, lechol, not to eat, well, the din. All of these at some of the mincha, because they're afraid he might get involved in that and miss mincha. If he started, which halacha says it means if he started even be'isr, in other words, we tell him he shouldn't be doing this, but he did do this. He's not mechuyav to interrupt. He can finish it off. You know, do what he's doing, and then go get daven mincha afterwards. Even though he should not have started a meal, if he starts the meal, he finishes the meal, and then he goes to daven. Mavstik in likras kriyishma or the kriyishma, depending how you have your girsa. So the girsa on the side says it should be preferably mavstik. We do interrupt, however, for kriyishma. Person started be iser. He has to interrupt. Ve'ein mafsik in l'tfila. You do not have to interrupt for tfila. Now the Mor is going to ask, that's really a repetition. We just said, for davening, you don't have to interrupt. So the Mor is going to actually understand it means something else instead. See Rashi, lo yeshav onam samach lifnei asapar, he stopped to get a haircut, not just there for to talk. Samach l'mincha, kadem l'mincha, before the mincha time. And we'll see what Samach Mincha means. Whatever Zman Mincha is, the more is going to discuss when Zman Mincha is, the Samach will be a half an hour before that. Actually, Spalo, without Daven, because we're afraid, Shema Yishkach, he might forget, but Yispalo, not Daven.
Is it half an hour or 30 minutes?
It's Machlokes. Whether it's a half an hour straight or means it being half an hour Shah Zman is. Rashi goes a half hour Shah Zman is. This is halacha, not limited to Erev Shabbos. It applies the whole week. Why is it learned here? You would have expected it possibly that this Mishnah should be in Masechtas Brachos of anywhere, right? Because what we're going to learn further is this is comparable to that which you'll learn further. Erev Shabbos im Chashecha. A tailor cannot go out with his needle stuck into his garment, because that's how they used to carry them stuck into the garment. He shouldn't do that on Erev Shabbos. We're afraid he might carry it out later on Shabbos itself as such. So he has to make sure he removes all of those items from his person before he walks out on Erev Shabbos. You can't have a mincha to the middle of the merchats, the time of the kula mishum, shama yishach. Ashi yavrezman. And all these things are afraid that he might get so involved that Ashi yavrezman till he'll miss his man tefillah. The more we'll discuss which mincha are we referring to and what type of action we're referring to. If he said one of these things, aim of sticking, you do not need to interrupt. Ela yigmar, for you continue. Finish it off, and then you can daven. The Gemara Mefarsh Bedika shows the Gemara Kadim Sheyav Rizman. Obviously, talking about that, you know, if it takes him a half an hour to eat the meal, he starts 20 minutes before Shkia, he has to interrupt the daven mincha. We're talking about that he could complete whatever he's doing before the Zman of Tefillah is finished. Mafsik on the Kriyashma, the Isim in Ariza. Since it's the rice, so you have to interrupt for Kriyashma. Vayim of Sikhan Latvila, but Gemara Mepora, Chotana Liberation. The Gemara asked that we already said that, you don't have to interrupt for davening. Now, from Rashi would indicate that Tvila is the Rabbanan. Now, that's really Machlokes. Rambam and Ramban, how we relate to Tvila. Rambam learned that the mitzvah, the rice, to daven every day. That which you daven three times a day is the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon over here, you daven Shachas already, so you see, daven Mincha is the Rabbanon. There is a Shaila in the Aruch HaShulchan talks about that these halachas apply before Shachris. So since there wasn't Shchiach, that people would be doing these things, because they'll never make a Gzeira, Samach LeShachris, that a person shouldn't sit down to get his hair cut at 5:30 in the morning, you know. The Chazal asked that, or if assuming 5:30 would still be with his mantila ready. So he seems to understand that they weren't Gezer, because it wasn't Shchiach. There's an Isra of Achila before davening. There's an Isra of being Osik and your Tzrochim before davening, which is a separate Isra. It's not a Gzeira. The person shouldn't be. First thing you do in the morning is your Osik and Tfila, not your own personal Tzrochim. It's not a Gzeira. So, assuming that there wouldn't be any of those issues, so then Chazal did Nasser. According to Ramban, there's no Mitzvah the Raisa to daven. There's no Mitzvah the Raisa to daven. On any type of daily basis, the mitzvah derives to daven. So, if a person has a need, a person has a mitzvah to daven. So, that might be five times a day, it might be zero times that day. Whatever person has a need, he's an asura, he has, the shabura comes out, asura doesn't necessarily mean asura, a person's not feeling well, so that's for him, that's a need. So, he has a mitzvah to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, it comes according to the Ramban Pashas, you get more derives than you get according to the Rambam. If you look at your life properly, that you do need the reddish of them. Anyway,
can I ask, it's tough to understand this by the Safar, but I mean, to get a haircut, you know, takes, you know, how many minutes? Right?
Okay, we'll see in the Gemara, because the Gemara discusses what exactly we're afraid of with the case of the haircut.
Well, I'm contrasting that to, you know, business. You know, if you're involved in your job,
right.
Isn't there much greater concern?
So you want to know if that goes on the Bursaki?
Or how that fits, because it certainly seems to be, you know, more of a, should be more of a concern than a haircut.
Okay. Chazal worry about haircuts also.
But Chazal don't seem to be worried about your, you know, regular business.
A Bursaki, the Bir Alocha talks about means any Malocha. Bursaki was an example of going into Bursaki. Was you went into your tannery to see what's going on with your, see how things are going in your factory. So let's go like any business.
Yeah, well, I was curious why they pick that.
Why they pick that, I'm not sure. I don't know. If the Bir Alocha comes out, it's Lavdavka Bursaki. I do want to point out one thing that, you know, some of the Gezeiros, which the more makes, are a stretch a little bit. So just, I once had I was giving a shiur, not over here, in a shul somewhere, a person challenged me, and I said, you know, Rabbi, these concerns are rather ridiculous, I think was the word that he used. I said, you know, when you're dealing with $1 billion, you carry $1 million, you're a little more careful, you know, and you're worried about ridiculous possibilities, because it's $1 billion you're carrying in your pocket, you know. Chazal saw Mincha as $1 billion. So they didn't want to take chances on it. Yeah, it's a 1 in a million possibility, but 1 in a million possibility they're also worried about it.
Unless they didn't have PDAs with the worms.
What?
They didn't have PDAs with the worms, so the telling time was much bigger.
That's true too.
More of a separation.
Hi, Sabach Lemincha. Which Mincha are we referring to? See, Elaim of the Mincha Gedola. If you're talking about the earlier Zman of Mincha Gedola, Rashi explains that there's two calculations we have for Zman Mincha. This Mincha was made to correspond to the Korban Tomid of the afternoon of the Shabbat Aboyim. That in general was brought, they would start the process of bringing that in 8.5 hours in the day, and they would complete it 9.5 hours into the day. So that's called Mincha, what's the Zman which we refer to as Mincha Katana. It was kosher to bring it earlier, starting from 6.5 hours into the day, and that was the one situation where we would do that, and the case was where Pesach came out to be on Friday night, So, and you have to be in the Korban Pesach after Korban Tomei, which is that was the law. And you had to have enough time in Erev Shabbos to shech the Korbanos and go home and roast them before Friday night, because you couldn't do that on Shabbos. So they would bring the Korban Tomei of Shabbat Arboim at the earliest possible, which was the 6.5 hours. And that's referred to as the Zman of Mincha Gedolah, in the sense being that there is a lot of time available after that. So referring to Mincha Gedolah, and somewhat to that would mean half an hour before that, which means basically the beginning of the seventh halachos hour, after 6 hours and the day have been completed, chatzos. So, I mean, am I loy? Why are we so worried? He just shows b'yam too, but there's a lot of time in the day. Ella, rather, samach l'mincha ketana, it's referring to samach l'mincha ketana, the later zman, which is 9.5 hours, so half an hour before that would be the beginning of the 10th hour. Nine hours have been completed in the day. You're starting 3 hours before the end of the day. Okay, then it says, im hisilu, im hafsikin. But the Mishnah says, if you did start, even if it's only 3 hours left, you do not need to interrupt. Well, if that's true, name it tihabiti yuv to the Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. So that's so that's going to be a kasha, that's going to be a pirucha from our Mishnah on the statement that Rabbi Shuv ben Levi said. So Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, kimen shigia zman tfilas hamincha, osu l'odam shiitam klum karam shiispalo. Tvilas Mincha. And Tosis points out, we understand in Rabbi Shimon Levi that his language means that you're allowed to eat anything at all, which means even if you started, you're mechuyev to interrupt. Because his language, you're not allowed to eat, you know, taste anything at all, etc. So, in the Mishnah over here says, if you did start. Improperly, person started which wasn't proper to start, but if he did start, he doesn't have to interrupt. So that's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Morris says, Loi, no, it's not a kasha. Loi, I'll tell you some of the Mincha Gedolah that we're referring to Mincha Gedolah. So I had such a long time. We're referring to a person who was sitting down to get a very elaborate haircut with Hesperus Ben Alosha. He's getting the haircut of Ben Alosha. And now, the reason why they call it Ben Alosha, I don't know why they call it Ben Alosha, really, if you remember, we had in Sanhedrin, it's not Beferish in Sanhedrin, but the haircut of the Kohen Gadol was that he had got his haircut in such a way that his hair was short, but you didn't see any of the scalp. He was able to put, each hair would reach to the root of the hair next to it, so you would cover the whole head. And it was a very elaborate type of a haircut. That was the cover of the Kohen Gadol to get a haircut like that. So Ben Alosha decided he's going to pay money to the barbers to get out there to get this special haircut. And he spent a lot of money to be able to get such a haircut. So his haircut took a very long time. Okay. Similarly, they'll go through the cases of the Mishnah. The merchatz, it means the kula milsa de merchatz. The person is going to get the full merchatz jobs. He's going to get. They would do the shampoo, and the hot shower, the cold shower, the sauna, the whole thing. The brusaki gedolah means he's going in for I'm not sure it means a large factory. Rashi says there was a lot of Uris there to look over and see how they're doing, and you're in the beginning of the process. Well, Alecho Basuda Gedolah, talking about Suda Gedolah. Now, there's a Shalom in the Rishonim already. What does Suda Gedolah mean? Tosis says Suda Gedolah means like a Suda's Ershim and a Suan, a Suda Smila, a large Simcha type of a situation. So that can go for a very long time. So that a person should not get involved even by Mincha Gedolah, because afraid he'll get involved in it and he'll forget the dab. Well, the din, bitchilas din. So they're going to get involved in being ma'ayan and all of the different issues of the din. So they're starting right now. It can schlep. If you ever sat in the bezin, you'll understand what that means. Okay. So that is in one way to make Rabbi Shimon Levi fit with the halach of our Mishnah. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Lo'elam Tisparas Tidon. So the simple title of the Gemara, he's talking about Mincha Gedolah also, and he says no, it means a regular haircut. So it means a regular haircut. Gevald in the Velt, how long does it take for a regular haircut? So The scissors might break. Now, you leave a person half shorn, he's going to get very, very focused on getting the rest of that haircut. Getting the guy, get his scissors fixed and get the rest of the haircut, he's going to get focused on that, he'll forget the daven. The Morgan of Rum actually has a shaila. If that's the gzeira, in a case where you know the person had more than one scissors, are you allowed to sit? In other words, maybe they only made the gzeira in a case where the potential was, this gzeira was there and that was it. So that's when the fellow challenged me. He says, when was the last time you were by the poor barber and the scissors broke? That was the question that he asked me. So I said, that, if you want to know the exact question that the fellow asked me. Okay, fine. We'll appreciate that line. Okay.
It could be that, you know, over time the scissors have improved in there.
That's also possible. Well, the Merchah Shel Hazeya Ba'alma, he's just going in for the regular taking a sauna. So why not? Because the person might feel faint from the sauna, and then he'll, excuse me, then until he recovers, etc. That's the end of it. He might miss mincha. Okay, the Bursuski, the Unabalm, he's not coming in to deal with all of the he's not going in for the purpose of dealing with all of the hides. He's going in just to look it over. So what are you worried about? Chachila Mailoi. Dilma Chosi, Peseda, Bismina, Mitrid. The next thing you know is there's some problem. You go, I'm just checking over with him one more last time. I was checking over, I'm running out the mincha. Yeah, but then you know there's a problem. The next thing you know, you're busy with the problem, and you get busy with the problem, and you forget the dam. Well, Lechel Surakhtana, Chachila Mailoi, Dilma Osilam Shukhe. A Surakhtana can schlep out to be long also. Well, the din. The Gemara did. Why can't you get involved in the Gemara? It just means we finished the decision, we worked everything through, we're ready to give the psak. We say, okay, Rabbi, you're chayv, your pots are good. How long does it take? You're ready. No. Dilma also calls the time of a sasa dinner, because you might, as you're about to say that, you know, you might notice something, you look it over, about ready to read the psak, and say, got a problem here, let's start over again. Okay. Ritzi Rashi, Michel Gedola, Haskolas Zman Tomish Ben Aboyim, that Michel Gedola was the first time you were able to bring the carbon Tomish Ben Aboyim, which is Michim Haskol Harib, when the sun starts to move towards to set. The Hanu Mechatzi Sheva Ulamalam, halfway into the seventh hour and onwards. Why the Hochatzi Shesh, Mechatzi Sheva, Chama Emenis Berosh Kol Adam, Mechineris Kened Lamata, the sun is in the middle of the sky, burning straight down. It doesn't seem to be perceived to be leaning towards any direction. And from the seven, we get halfway into the seventh hour and onwards, it already starts moving towards the west. So what? That's mincha. That's then. What's samach l'mincha is meskolas sheva, would be half an hour before that, the beginning of the seventh hour. So Rashi calculates it as a shozman, the beginning of the seventh shozmani. Chatzos and onwards. Mechatana b'tes mechso is 9.5. Shay regilim shlod acher yosem mekain. That was the time which they would normally bring it, and not beyond that. Kenamina b'tomid nishchet. Like the more imperic Tommy Nishl is the name of the parak in the south is Psochen. Samach law would be Mitchilas Yud, and therefore Samach law is a half an hour before that, beginning of the 10th hour. Now, so if that's the calculation we're referring to, Imhishilo Emav Sikin, but to me it's read as a question. V'yavr Hazman, and we could be concerned that this man would then be finished. Lemet Havatiyuvta. It's a kasha on Rishum and Levi, the Tony Hocha, Yigmu Sudasim, they finished their meal. Rishum and Levi says, no, you can't do that. Ben Alosha was Chasa Shal Rebbe, he was the son in law of Rabbeinu Lakadosh. Mufizer Mos, he spent a lot of money, Lilma Tispersh of Kohen Gadol, to learn the haircut of the Kohen Gadol. Shay Mesamber called Roshoy, he cut his whole head, Bolo the Gamri, not totally, Elamaniach, Kolasaris, Kitsas, the hairs were left short. Each one reached till the root of the next one. Behind that's on the pasuk. Kesoyim yichmasu was rashihem. That's what it meant. That they got a haircut like that. Well, mim shaktuba, that took a long time. Versus gedarlo. Aris habre betchilas tikkun. I'm talking about there was a lot of hides there. Beginning of the process. A lot of work. The kolmas of the merchutz lochav roishoy to shampoo his hair. Or lishtatev bechamin to take a cold shower, to wash with the cold with hot shower, with tenan and a cold one. Or lahazia and take a sauna. Shema yishaber azuk shel misparayim. The pair of scissors will break. Itzorach lachaz or achar zuk achar. We'll have to go looking for another one. We actually had it, by the way, we had it once. It was a home haircut, but the thing broke in the middle. We had to go get the new head. You know, run to find a store in this city which has it, and go get, find the head in the middle of a haircut, you know. Okay. It's the Merchitz Nami Loitema Lakulam Milsa the Merchitz. Our concern is not even for the whole process of Merchitz, but even a minor part of it. Because Shema Yisrael Fashmer Balaz, he would faint or feel faint. He's not starting the process of Bursuk, he's just looking things over. He can't go in even Mincha Gedolah. He can't start then. In other words, he's starting earlier, he's not Mechayev to stop, but he can't start the process at that point in time. He just purchased all of these hides, and he sees that there's a problem with the process. Well, Mitrid, so Rashi learns that the concern wasn't that he's even necessarily even fixing it. He's just frustrated with the whole situation, and he'll focus on that and forget the dot. Some of the others learn not like that. Sasudino, Easter Masha Pascu, they're gonna. They made a decision. They're going to look it over again and say, you know what? We're not happy with the decision. And they will break their decision. And they'll start over again. Now it's a tchilas din again. Okay. So the Gemara. So it says you can't start. If you started, you're not mechayev to stop. So what's called starting? When they put down the cloth to cover their clothing, they would put down the cloth to cover that the hair shouldn't fall on the clothing. So that's called the beginning of the tasparis. And that if the person did that already, he's allowed to finish the haircut already. He takes off the maparis. Rashi learns maparis was the first thing you took off. The person, they used to have their whole get up what they wore. So maparis was like a sudra that they wore on their head, and that was the first thing that they would take off. So once you took that off, you started undressing. So you're called, you've started your process of merchatz. Umei Masai Haskolas Borsuki. It actually is a sheet which learns maparis was the last thing to take off. Rashi's approach seems to fit more in the flow of the Gemara's. Mamas has called it Bursuki Mishikshur Bang Seifov, that they would put on an apron to cover their clothing when they would go into to deal with the hide. So putting on the apron, so you put this thing between their shoulders, the sleeves, put the sleeves on. That's called, they started the process of Bursuki. Mamas has called it Sachila, what's called that you started to eat? Once you wash your hands, it's called you started to eat. You loosen your belt. If you want to eat, you have to loosen your belt. They're not arguing. Hold on, Baldahu. The ones for Eretz Yisrael, the ones for Bavel. In Bavel, like the Mor is going to say, they used to wear their belts very tight, so they couldn't eat with their belts. They had to loosen their belt, and they did that before they washed their hands. So for them, that's the beginning of the meal. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't do that anyway, so for them, the beginning of the meal is Mashiach to Yehoda.
And the washing of the hands is the before the bracha.
Yeah. Correct. Tosfos gets involved in this idea of so Rav said Mashiach to Yehoda, and Rav Chanina said Mashiach to Chagura. So the calculation would be that Rav Chanina was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was telling people in Eretz Yisrael Mashiach to Chagura, and Rav was in Babel, and he was telling them Mashiach to Yehoda. I'm sorry. Rav was in Bovel, he's saying Mashiach to Yodav. Rav Chanina was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was saying Mashiach to Chagura. So that's backwards. That's Tosfos' problem. So Tosfos says that Rav was talking to his Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael on their way back to Eretz Yisrael. He says, this is the way you're going to do it back in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Chanina was talking to his Talmidim from Bovel. So he says, so why in the world was it like that? It was the Derech was, they used to go away from home to learn Torah, because it was much easier to learn Torah away from home. I just, that this is just like, if certain things haven't changed. Okay.
Rav started out.
That's true, as a Talmud, but he taught, when he was teaching already, he was in Babel. Okay. So Omer Abai takes this thought a step further. Hani Chavroyan Bavloi, our Babylonian Chaverim. The Manda Omer Tfilas Arbis Rishus, there's Machlokes in the Sefer's Brachos, whether Arbis is a Chiev or not. Nowadays, the Rif already says we've accepted upon ourselves as Chayva, but there's Manda Gemora, there was Machlokes, whether it was Arbis was Rishus or not. So Kibin the Shirley Hemyone, once they sit down and they loosen their belt, we do not interrupt them, make them stop their meal to daven marv. So they finish it off and then they eat. The Mandam Rechayva, however, currently one of the holds it's a chiyuv. Matrachinale, we do make them interrupt. Okay. For the Markash of Hatzilas Mincha, the Kuliyama Chayv, everybody holds Mincha as the Chiyuv. Mitanan, Imischilu, Emavsikin. If you started the meal, you don't have to interrupt. And why are we saying that over here for Marav they would if you hold a Chayv, you have to interrupt? The Bamer Rechinin Rechin explained that what does it mean Mishiyat Chaguroi, which is this, that we're talking the same thing, loosening the belt. Some more answers. Hasam lo shchicha shichrus, hacha shchicha shichrus. The evening meal was a larger meal than that you eat in the afternoon. That was you sat down to your main meal of the end of the day. So that we were afraid that the possibility of a person they drank with their meal, they drank whatever their beverages were alcoholic potentially. So that's we're afraid the person letting the person finish the meal was. Had more of a problem that he might really miss Zman Marav. He might become shikur, and the next thing you know, forget it. He lost the whole night. Inami. Alternatively, b'mincha kima the kviya lo zimna mirsis v'lo osi l'mifsha. He wouldn't say, "I have time. I'll do it later," because the time is limited. However, arvis kima the kulei lelya zman arvis lo mirsis. They have plenty of time to daven Marav. Also, the Mifsha, meanwhile, he'll be negligent in his responsibility.
So, why don't they? What happened to Kriya Shema? Why is that not in the picture?
It's a good question.
Assuming the Kriya Shema is
correct. And Tosis asks the kash on the bottom of the Yomim, the bottom of Tosis. Tebekle Mishum Kriya Shema, you have to interpret Kriya Shema. The case was he already read Shema. He in a Hanami. Tosha does point out already that nowadays that even with Arvus Rishus you can't be mevatel bechinam, you have to have a time of tzarich. So that was the cool of the Gemara was saying over here. So Masal Rav Sheshes finds this difficult. Shrichus of the Messer Himyone, it's so hard to retie your belt. So get up and daven. Gremish can cope with this belt thing. Void Leku Hochi Balisli, so good, so you should daven without your belt. So that's Rishesh's two difficulties with this whole issue. So Moore is going to answer that, but let's hear Rashi. Emma said, "Haskolas must disperse the first white line." The name is Shub Ein Mafsek is not even skill. What's called that you started? But then she says, "If you start, you don't have to start, interrupt." A purpose suitor, it was some type of a kerchief. Notice now, if you put it on your over your knees. Shlayipul Hasar al begadav, that the hair shouldn't fall on your clothing. Yishayar mafortei menu. We take off sudori, take off the sudor off his head. Who rishon and avshatus begadav. That was the first thing they took off when they got undressed. Mishur ben seifav. As for the sudor, so you put on the sleeves that they would cover their garments with. Shikaren baratzayra. Halom b'halahu. Bnei bavul hoyu chergem es atzmam, because they would tie their belts very strongly. Kshayuklin, when they ate srichem l'hatirim, they would have to loosen them. But Eretz Yisrael, they were not known to do that. V'hataras chagura cut them to loosen their belts before they washed their hands. Originally, they also sound like they tied their belts, but they didn't undo them before they washed their hands. From the further more masters, there seems to be something specific about Bovo. The mandamar tilos arvus rishus was this brachas, and then he could. It's only rishus. Why? Because she can neged kaktar hector chalavim beimurim. She ma'akvin kaparosan. Marv corresponded to putting the various parts of the animal on the mizbeach, which that wasn't the ikur kapar of was with the dam, not with putting the evorim. But yeah, but if you lose the evorim, the kosher carbon is still kosher. Lamechakinu le lahavsik ela yigmar b'hakach yispal. If you hold this rishus, you don't have to interrupt. The Mor says laman damer chayva. I read it wrong. Rashi, but to me, read it as a question. And the whole chayv, you are mashiach him. And menuchin amachayv to interrupt. L'shicha shikrus, and directly he taker. It's not directly come to shikr. Me by dream during daytime. If the gemara is balanced, so we let you finish the meal and daven. Avolayla also li shtaker b'sedas, and they would drink. Therefore, there was a concern. Morning and evening, right.
So, which meal interferes with
that? See, if you want to sit down to a meal, in other words, it was more like a snack type of a thing. It was a small meal. If you recall, Tosis raises the question, we had the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says that there was a concern of Shichrus in the afternoon, that's why they didn't duchen in the afternoon. Because over there, a revius already is also to be a sakapa. So once the concern of drinking a revius, but that was possible even during the daytime. As opposed to shakris, you didn't drink anything yet. But regards to the concern of getting to the point where you can't, you know, a person would fall asleep or whatever it is and not be able to daven, so that already was, that wasn't a concern during the day. Okay, hold it here.